You are listening to the Flannelly Show live from New York. Now, there are many, many reasons, indeed, and items of importance which we managed to get across here on live radio. And let me just tell you that our next guest is the father of, and his wife, Siobhan Dennehy, is the mother of, Aisling Dennehy, who we get to congratulate and say good luck, because, tell us, there, Dan Dennehy. Okay, because, you know, you're a bit like Kevin O'Connor there when Ireland is winning a game. We know you're purring, and your daughter, Aisling?
Well, thank you, Adrian. Good morning. And, what a great radio broadcast today, bringing back memories of Brendan Ward and hearing that triumph of Brian Driscoll, mm-hmm. the victory of Ireland, and our good from the state of New York who are protecting okay. Ireland's economy. So it's great to hear so many good news items today. But the good news item in our family is, of course, Aisling is done very well on her tax exams, which is the Catholic entrance exams, and she's going to be going to the school of her choice. We're very excited about that.
Yeah, and it is great news. Now, let's get on to a couple of items of interest. Dan Dennehy is chairman of the National and, indeed, the New York State Immigration Committee of the Ancient Order of Hibernians in America. And this is, as we know, the Irish American Heritage Month. And whereas somehow we can all, claim a certain amount of guilt from focusing on New York City, as if there were no place else in America for this month, the Ancient Order of Hibernians would take issue with that because it is Ancient Order of Hibernians month as well, very much so, and traditionally.
Thank you, Adrian. And
all right.
I say hello on behalf of our national president, Brendan Moore, and all the Hibernians, our New York State president, Jim Burke, and all the Hibernians in New York. And it's an exciting month for all of us. Irish American Heritage Month is something that we have to have city by city and federally recognized annually. So every year we have to remind ourselves to get our legislators. And this year we're very excited. We have a program
right.
to remind people of Irish Heritage Month, and also the need for immigration reform.
And you know, we would like to tell people that the Ancient Order of Hibernians indeed does not spend their time with just at Irish events. They have great clout, it's the largest Irish American organization and has been, but also they're going to be where the power is and where the lack of response to comprehensive immigration reform is in mass. You're going to find Ancient Order of Hibernians representatives, not just from New York, but from around the United States. They'll be in Washington, and they'll be hounding those who have, at best, we can say, their foot dragging on comprehensive immigration reform. But a lot of your members, indeed, from all over the United States, are going to be in Washington for several days this week.
That's correct, Adrian. We have an opportunity, as we heard, hopefully, God willing and ailing, as the labor force gets what they need to keep in the air.
Yeah.
We'll be getting some visits from our great legislators and great leaders from Ireland who are going to be visiting our American leaders, our U.S. leaders in Washington. Congress is in session next week.
Dan, just do me a favor, because I don't want anybody to think I'm partial to my home county. Mention one of those Well, one of those leaders who's coming over here, don't embarrass me now, whatever you do.
Well, of course, the Taoiseach is the primary visitor, and he will be with the President and the Vice President and many leaders of United States Congress, members of Congress, and encouraging them to get busy on immigration. That and many other issues, I'm sure, they'll address. But the primary one that Taoiseach, of course, from your home county, and, and so many of our friends.
And the Kenny.
Yep, and the Kenny will be here. And we look forward to meeting the Taoiseach, his representatives in Washington, D.C., the Ambassador Ann Anderson, a wonderful representative of Ireland, and our members of Congress. And what we've got is we have a new initiative, and it's called the AOH Irish Heritage Month Immigration Lapel Pin. The concept came from our good friend John Deary many years ago, did a similar lapel pin to highlight the need for an Irish envoy in the 80s. And
the very successful campaign that was, fair play to our colleague, indeed John Deary, for that. But now, this is a badge of honor. And the AOH, and indeed, tell us what the badge represents.
Well, you know, our organization and our Irish-American heritage go back to the founding of this country. And you can go back in history and find many, many instances, like, for example, Commodore Barry, who's going to be recognized later in the year by the AOH and all of Irish America. But one of the great people who faced adversity and came here and had to fight to come here was a man named Thomas Addis Emmett. And there's an obelisk down in St. Paul's Church in Lower Manhattan dedicated to him. And on that obelisk, there was a symbol that I passed and we all passed if we visit New York, right in the shadows of the New World Trade Center, this symbol of the harp and the eagle. So I enlisted a young artist, Patrick Hartnett, who's from Limerick, and he is based in Maryland. And he did a detail of that icon, and we recruited a manufacturer, U.S. Made in America, a beautiful pin has been manufactured with the granting of funds from the National Board of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And we made 1,000 pins. And we're going to give half of them to the members of Congress. And on the pin is the harp, the Irish harp, the American eagle, the U.S. eagle.
Yes.
The hands of friendship extended from Ireland to America. And our two flags, the tricolor and the stars and stripes.
It's a very striking, indeed, pin and image. Where do we get information, by the way, on this and on the pen?
AOH.com, www.aoh.com has a feature about the program, and the Irish Echo this week, proudly, we are to see it so prominently displayed on the cover of that newspaper. So also on Facebook, the Ancient Order Hibernians has a presence there. You can find out about it.
On, first of all, these lapel pins are not just for those who are not with us. These are pins the Ancient Order of Hibernians, the badge of honor, will be presented to those who have, in fact, been on our side from day one. And the name of a New York senator jumps to mind in Chuck Schumer.
Well, I have to tell you, it was our intention, and we were very happy to accomplish the first awarding of a pin to a member of Congress was indeed to Senator Chuck Schumer, who has been the Irish American's champion on immigration issues for many years.
Yep.
So we were at the parade dinner last Sunday, and we were able to present the first pin to Chuck Schumer, and it was a great honor and a great way to thank him.
Now, just between yourself and myself, now, if you gave a pocket full of those, to Senator Chuck Schumer, I'll tell you, he'd nail a few of the dissenting votes that we so badly need there. I'm only marking your card on that one now, you know.
Well, that's a good idea, and that will complement our idea, which is to use actual constituents of every single one of these members of Congress, Hibernians and other Irish Americans. This
mm-hmm.
program is not limited to the AOH. It's wide open to the Irish community. And we have constituents making these presentations as we speak. Right
yeah.
now there's a parade in Massachusetts
right.
where members of the AOH are going to their governor and to their Congress members and saying, "Hi, I'm from your constituency. I vote for you. This is important to us." And they get a card with it,
okay.
Adrian. And the card says that in March, since 1991, the month has been designated as Irish Heritage Month. In 2004, we recall the vast contributions and sacrifice of Irish immigrants and their descendants to our nation since its inception. Today, Irish men and women seek legal means to carry on that tradition, to live and work in America, share their rich culture and technical expertise, and freshen America as generations have done before. So, you know, we're sending a message.
Yeah.
We've been here, we're with you, and we need your help once again.
And this is, we have to say, that this is the other extreme of the Kiss Me, I'm Irish button. This is one that delivers a message which is of prime importance, and we hope and we know that the delegation from Ireland, led by Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, Enda Kenny, that when they come here, that they in fact don't get bogged down in some other areas and detract from the real message. And the real message is, in order of importance, let's get preferably comprehensive immigration reform, or indeed and or an allotment of visas, which we haven't created. Places like Australia, New Zealand have a designated allotment of visas, which we could use too.
Well, we can use that, and believe me, the issues of the intricacies of the issue are well understood by the legislators. They're trying to pick their own timetable for when they're going to discuss this. And that's the thing that we need to do. We need to push them to the agenda and put it on the calendar. All these issues have been discussed with them ably by our friends in the lobby, by the Chicago South, by the Ancient Order Hibernians, by our friends that are in the Catholic community, the leaders of
right.
the church, Eiler, and business organizations. Adrian, this has been one of the greatest collective efforts of the Irish community. It's a long campaign. It's a marathon, not a race. But just like Brian Driscoll, you know, perseverance and tenacity is what's going to get
yep.
us through in a significant, poignant, and well-thought-out way. We're not just running around, just picking out targets. We have a strategy and a plan, and we're going to execute it, and we continue to do it in a very, well-thought-out
yeah.
way. So,
okay.
you know, the nuances of immigration reform, we know what we have to do, but we're not allowing any time to lapse, and we take advantage of next week. There'll be so many people in Washington to celebrate St. Patrick's Day,
right.
but we're going to make sure that we take advantage of that time.
And actually, while we're at it, we should give due credit to the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, who, for the umpteenth time, will hold their Irish Lobby Day on Capitol Hill on this Wednesday, and basically they are going to haunt the members of Congress and compliment those who are already on board, and among other things, you know, they're basically going to ask GOP House members to vote on immigration reform. And on top of everything else, you know, there's a president down there. And he has spoken very strongly about the need to stop deportations. I haven't seen anything coming out of that. But also, he has a pen, and that pen can be used in an executive order that could bring immediate action if he was so willing.
Well, that's definitely something that we are aware of and that they are aware of, and it's been done many times before on different instances. Our thing is that we're committed to comprehensive reform.
Yeah.
We want technical corrections for many things, but we're not going to wait for a trip to D.C. We're not going to use 1 minute, lose 1 minute, and we're not going to waste a minute. So we have people across the country right now at celebrations and at meetings and at significant events talking to their legislators about this stuff.
Terrific.
North Carolina, South Carolina, down in Texas. Everywhere that there's Irish Americans,
mm-hmm.
anywhere there's a Hibernian, this little pin has mobilized and inspired our people. My desk right here at home looks like a postal sorting office, and I'm very proud that Ashing and Kara and Siobhan have been such a great help, and people are eager to get these pins to their legislators. But
yeah.
as well as that, it's an all-year campaign until this is done, and then we can say we've really done a great collective job.
Okay.
With all our friends.
And that is a national effort again, friends. Now, I want to get on to something a bit closer to home here. As in Cardinal Dolan is using his imperator to distribute a book. We could say a new book, but actually it was a book that it was not even printed or distributed. Tell us about it.
Well,
the story.
You know, every now and again we look at a little project and we see that something that can make a nice impact. I was contacted by Bill Riley, William Riley from the Sober St.
Patrick's. Oh, the Sober St. Patrick's Day, right.
Yeah, and, you know, he's a great force of nature in New York promoting a positive view of St. Patrick's Day and the Feast of St. Patrick. And he pointed out to us that there was a children's book that was published a few years ago in Milwaukee when Cardinal Dolan was the Bishop of
mm-hmm.
Milwaukee.
The top dog.
With their great mm-hmm. festival committee and their friends at the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, our good friend Dr. Tim Campbell,
right.
who runs that wonderful site there, they have this little children's book, and it's an illustrated book. And what Mr. Riley suggested is, can we get this to the Catholic schools, the Archdiocese schools, before St. Patrick's Day? Now, like any other plan involving Irish America, it had to be done immediately. And I went to Jim Burke, the New York State president, and I said, can we get this done? And with his permission, I reached out to the county president in the Archdiocese. So there's Hibernian ladies and men throughout the Archdiocese in New York. We found out there was 170 schools that have young children, elementary schools, and we went about getting all the county presidents and all the division presidents to make, significant donations. It wasn't a ton of money, but, you know, many hands make light work.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, the book was printed with a foreword from Cardinal Dolan. I met him on Thursday night, and he relayed to me how happy he was that the project was going forward. And yesterday afternoon in the Bronx, my birthplace, there was a meeting of the 170 principals, and they picked up their copies of the book. And
wow.
on St. Patrick's Day, that book is going to be read to the young kids at school, you know, at school on St. Patrick's Day, and they're going to learn.
Yeah, and before then, I'm sure too.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, that's great news, and indeed very significant. To figure that elementary school children will have their own copy of the story of St. Patrick's. And again, we have to say and pay tribute to the ancient order of Hibernians, for making this happen. Big stuff happening this week. The National AOH Friends Organization, the largest Irish organization in America, bar none. And now the New York State contribution in this children's book, The Story of St. Patrick. A lot of great things happening, and I know that, we know that Washington is the place this week where, with Enda Kenny, with the delegation coming from Ireland, with the Ancient Order of Hibernians and the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, and again, that's taking place on this Wednesday. If Washington and those who are in power want to do something and be on our side, they'll be well told how to do it. And again, to all involved, it's a great time, and it doesn't take anything away from the tremendous events that are taking place, the parades that are capturing, you know, international attention, the great parade of St. Patrick's Day on Fifth Avenue. But all of this, it's a great time, and we're all having a lot of positive feeling about it. And I again congratulate, you know, the Ancient Order of Hibernians and the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, the Irish Centres, which sometimes get sidelined in this, the Emerald Isle Immigration Centre, you know, the Irish Centre in Long Island City, the Ashling Irish Centre, and the Ancient Order of Hibernians, and those who work with or independently work for Ireland. And this is the month to do it.
Yeah.
While we celebrate, let's do something very constructive. And to all concerned, this is the week that it's going to happen. Congratulations again, and thank you.
Well, Adrian, I would like to wish you, your listeners, your family, all the Hibernians out there, and all the Irish Americans a very happy St. Patrick's Day. And tonight we have some significant events here in New York, the County Cork Dance. I believe there's a dance for Mayo as well. And I look forward to seeing the great friends from Mayo and everywhere else in Ireland over the next few weeks. But
yeah, but listen, you've covered Cork and Mayo. You know, and we could rattle off the other 30 countries, but we're running out of time.
Indeed.
So there you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, indeed, our friend and correspondent of this program representing the Ancient Order of Hibernians, and his title, he's the chairman of the National and also the New York State Immigration Committee of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. Again, friends, I would like to remind you that Wednesday in Washington, for anybody who's heading down there, the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, headed by Kieran Staunton, they're having yet another day where they will be leaning on and making Irish immigration and immigration reform, indeed, in general, the issue of the week and the issue of the month, as we're coming up to the end of our program, friends. I want